All right, take a look at your shoes. Not bad, not bad, but you can always use another pair, right? This is where Dawgs comes in. D-A-W-G-S, Dawgs, is how you say it. It's how you spell it, too. They sell shoes online from all kinds of brands that you'll recognize. Men's shoes, women's shoes, kids' shoes, boots, sandals, slippers, flats, golf shoes, clogs, whatever you're looking for, they have it. They have clothing as well from some designer names like Agiato and Stephen Craig. Whatever you need. And the shoes are great. You'll recognize the quality when you see it. And safety shoes, work and slip-resistant shoes. Dawgs. Visit our sponsors page at philhewlettandfriends.com. Click on the Dawgs button. And on there, you will find an offer code that'll save you 40% on your purchase. So go fetch yourself a good deal on the sponsors page. Look for Dawgs, D-A-W-G-S. Dawgs, a foot's best friend. Don't forget to leave us a message. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We have a little blue tab on the website. You click on that if you have a microphone on your phone, which of course you do, or on your computer. You can leave us a voicemail absolutely for free. We listen to those. Sometimes we play them on the air. Definitely leave us a note. And on our contact page, you could just fill out a form if you need to get a hold of us. But right now, it's time to see what the movie companies have in store for you. It's your local Cineplex. Joining us is our best hope for saving the motion picture industry, KMIR-TV Palm Springs movie reviewer, Manny the Movie Guy.
Woohoo! Savior.
Yes. That's right. You know what? You make some of these movies sound so great, and you save us money when you tell us that, well, maybe you shouldn't ought to see that movie.
Right.
And then I love your picks of the week. They're movies I've never heard of, and then they end up getting on my Netflix queue, and I see them two, 3 years later.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Yes. Huge weekend, though, and it does seem like every couple of weeks we say the biggest movie ever. And possibly that's what's going to happen with X-Men Apocalypse. Is it, Manny, as big and exciting and blockbuster-ish as everybody hypes it to be?
Yes, it's true. You know, let me tell you, when I saw this at the Fox Studios 2 weeks ago, I was so surprised. I mean, you know, I want to be honest out there. I actually like the X-Men franchise more than the Marvel ones.
Ooh.
More than the Captain America and all that stuff.
Yeah.
This one, though, X-Men Apocalypse, is one of the most accessible X-Men movies to date. Gone are the emotional weight of the last two X-Men films. What we have with X-Men Apocalypse is a straight-up action flick with a melodramatic twist, and that's not a bad thing. The plot is very simple. Our favorite X-Men must band together to defeat the world's first mutant known as Apocalypse. And we might as well call director Bryan Singer the father of X-Men films. Making his fourth mutant movie, Singer knows how to mix pathos with action. Now, one of my favorite characters in the movie is Quicksilver. He has two standout scenes that will make you laugh, clap. And all of the cast gave great performances. I especially admire Michael Fassbender as Magneto. And to be honest, I want to see X-Men Apocalypse over and over again.
Yeah. Is Wolverine back?
Well, I without revealing too much, I want to say, I am going to tell you yes.
Oh, gosh. I always ask the spoiler questions. How do I have a knack for that or what, Manny?
You do, right? You all these little secrets that are supposed to, you know, be kept secret, you just bring them out.
Yeah. As long as Wolverine doesn't sing, I'm down. So here's the other movie, and I could swear this movie came out last year. It's Alice Through the Looking Glass, and when I see the trailers, I see Johnny Depp as the Mad Hatter, and I say, wait a minute, didn't we already do this movie?
Yeah, well, you remember Alice in Wonderland? That one was directed by Tim Burton. I kind of quite enjoy that film. I wish I can say that I'm happy to see Alice in Wonderland back for the sequel, but Through the Looking Glass fails to give justice to Lewis Carroll's vision.
Oh.
Don't get me wrong, though. The sequel is still beautiful and vibrant as the original, but the time-traveling story is just a little bit trite and just a little bit overbearing. Now, time is at the heart of the movie. And just to prove that, Sacha Baron Cohen shows up, as you guessed it, the half-clock, half-man known as Time. Now, this time, Alice, the returning Mia Wasikowska, must go back in time in order to save Johnny Depp's the Mad Hatter. He lost his mojo.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know, this one is all cliches. You know, time is precious. Time is gold. They're all here. The subplots are disjointed. Is it a feminist cry, a fable about time, a family drama, all of the above? And the movie wasn't able to piece it all together. This one, Tim Burton, it's not the director. This time he's just producing. The director is from The Muppets, James Bobin. And the story just cannot match the film's visual grandeur. In short, Through the Looking Glass is good enough to eat, but you may get a massive stomachache.
No, that's not bad.
Sorry, Johnny.
So,
I still love him.
What time is it? Time to not see Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Yes.
Right. All right. So that's it. Two big movies, and there isn't any hidden gem out there that you recommend that we see.
No. You deserve. Well, you know, if you guys still haven't seen The Lobster, go watch it. I love the movie.
The Lobster.
And the reason why I thought of that is because our friend Colin Farrell is going to be here in the desert tonight with Bryan Cranston interviewing him for a special exclusive screening of The Lobster right here in the valley. And
are you going to be there?
I may be there. I have a date with Colin Farrell.
Wow. What are you going to talk to Colin about?
How to eat a lobster.
All right, kids. That means exactly what Manny meant it to mean. So thank you. Well, good luck with Colin. Let me know if there any sparks fly.
I will. I'll let you know. I don't think he's drinking now, though. I mean, he's off the booze, so that may be a hard thing.
Oh. You weren't going to walk into the room trying to look 2 a.m. gorgeous, were you?
You know, real quick, though, on a side note, when I interviewed Colin Farrell for Saving Mr. Banks, he played the dad of the young Emma Thompson in the film. And I told him, I'm like, you know, he's fantastic in the film. And I'm like, you know, who doesn't want Colin Farrell as their daddy?
Oh. Right? All right. So I dare you to ask him, who's your daddy? All right, Manny, lovely to talk with you as always. MannyTheMovieGuy.com. Go there and look at his interviews and search for the one with Colin Farrell.
Exactly.
And what are we looking forward to next week?
Next week, it's all about Me Before You. It's a romantic drama. If you guys haven't read the book, read it first.
Sounds like my kind of movie. All right, Manny, thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. You have a great Memorial Day weekend, everyone.
All right, there he goes.
Bye, Manny.
Okay. Oh, here's something. You ever apply for a loan?
A
58-year-old guy, South Carolina, tried to use his car as collateral to get a loan this week on Wednesday. He said he needed the money to buy meth.
You know, he's honest.
Well, you got to fill out the application, and it says what's the purpose of the deal, and that's what
really?
He did. He filled it out. He wanted to buy a bunch of meth. That's why he needed a loan.
How big was
the loan?
Is that
what he put, a bunch of meth?
Yeah. So police were tipped off on this. They came out. They found a bunch of crack on him. So now he's facing charges for possession. He's a crackpot. And he probably qualified. You know how hard it is for you and me to qualify for a loan? This guy probably qualified. All right. Coming up in just a moment here on the program, going to talk a little football. Dale here has a couple of football stories that we want to talk to you about, starting with what happened. The people went to a charity football game and a hockey game broke out. But the first thing I want to do, though, is tell you about Shaw Academy. Shaw Academy is the world leader in providing online education, and you never stop learning in life. That's what I've learned. You can always make yourself better. You can reinvent yourself in this tough economy these days and find yourself a job, or better yet, just start your own thing out of your living room. You're listening to my voice right now, and Shaw Academy will give you a discount on tuition of up to 98%. You qualify for that because you're listening to my voice. Courses like photography, mobile app development, sports nutrition, web development, graphic design, social media, fast-track business success, financial trading, all of this. Pick one class, pick a whole bunch of classes. You're going to make yourself better. The classes are fully interactive. They're live. They're all over the world, and they cater to all time zones. If you miss the live one, the sessions are available on a recorded basis 24/7. Sign up now for as little as $13. Heck, you're going to spend more than $13 on a beer and a tip for the waitress tonight. Do something good with that $13. Look for the Shaw Academy button on the sponsor page at philhewlettandfriends.com. Click on it and get ready to start learning with Shaw Academy. All right. Now, where are we? We are with you, Dale. Dale Lopes is here. Skylar Charisma is here. And it's the final chunk of the final chunk of today's program. And I'm Phil, by the way. Thanks for tuning in. I know they police and fire departments, they have these charity hockey games all the time where I work over at Honda Center with the Ducks. And they're brutal games. These guys play for blood and pride and all of that. And it's like that ultimate tug of war between the fire and the police. You'd think they'd be friendly with each other, but they'll do the tug of war with a giant pit in the middle where the losers fall into the pit. But there was a football game recently, and what happened, Dale?
Amazing, because, you know, it's for charity, but you get these two departments together, and boy, I'll tell you, they went at it, literally. There was a brawl between the NYPD and the Fire Department of New York, and apparently what happened during the final minutes late in the game, there was a hit out of bounds by the NYPD on the quarterback for the fire department, and holy heck broke out. So it was interesting because the coach for the fire department, Steve Orr, and I quote, he said, "There were a lot of hotheads there."
Oh.
Really? Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
And, you know, what makes this really crazy is that 2 years ago, these same two departments got together.
Yep.
For a charity event and a hockey game.
Yep.
And the same thing happened there.
Another fight broke out.
And when you get football and a hockey too, you know, physical and too, you know, aggressive sports,
yeah,
tempers are going to flare.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe they should just a little word of the wise. Maybe you have like a golf charity tournament.
Then
something.
The golf clubs are going to start swinging. Are you kidding me? If the police and the fire departments out there are populated by hotheads, no, you don't want them to have any kind of implements of pain in their hands, do you?
Oh, man.
But people love watching football. And, you know, I was watching the Billboard Awards on TV,
yeah,
and we're inside this beautiful new arena in Las Vegas, and there's been talk about getting a basketball team, about getting a hockey team, but now there's talk about maybe luring an NFL football team to Las Vegas, huh?
That's true. The Raiders, there's talks about the Raiders possibly moving to Las Vegas. Now, I'm not so sure if this is going to happen, and the reason being is that there's been several opportunities for Vegas to have a professional sports team there. Now, they have minor league baseball, minor league hockey at one time, but I'm talking about one of the four prominent sports, you know, football, basketball, baseball, and hockey. And I'm not so sure if this is a good idea or if it will work, for the simple reason, if you think of Vegas, it's kind of like a transient city. And what I mean by that is, you know, people move there, they live there for like 3 or 4 years, and they're out of there.
Yeah.
You know? And the talk is that the Raiders and possibly the Chargers, I think it could be more of a ploy to try to get a new stadium built.
Yeah.
For either franchise.
But if you think about it, the downtown Las Vegas, well, on the Strip and downtown, on any given day, there's a couple million people there, tourists, and then all the employees. So on any given day, a ticket to, on a Sunday or a Thursday or whenever they're going to have a game on a Monday, a ticket to the football game might be something you just build into your trip to Las Vegas.
Well, you can definitely go to Vegas for other reasons than gambling. I mean, shows and food,
yeah,
and what have you. But the point, though, the thing is, if you think about all the casinos and the workers, they work weekends.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're working weekends.
Right.
So that might make it a little challenging, but it'll be interesting to see what happens. But we'll see what happens. The other thing is that with Vegas, it's just not a media market as well. You know, I mean, it's like the 40th media market when you think of Los Angeles or New York, the,
yeah,
top two.
Well, it jumped from like 120 up to 40, and people thought it was going to crack the top 20, but then it just started floundering and moving back
down
a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, good point. Some of the stories I have left here, and then the one you have, Skylar, I'm interested in. But just real quick, let's see. Charlie Sheen has his own emojis. They're called Sheenojis.
what else?
Yeah, right. 20 most watched broadcast TV shows last season. Don't care about that. Let's see. 52% of people expect good sex on vacation. 60% wind up disappointed.
Wow, that's more than people that expect.
Yeah, that's right. Half of people who were surveyed say their dream vacation is a trip around the world. 15% say they want to go to space.
I just want to go to the beach.
Yeah, let's see. What weird question do people Google and everything? No. Two guys stole some handcuffs, then they got stuck in them. Don't know what their plan was there. There's this. A 67-year-old former drug dealer from New York got into a fight about 25 years ago, and the other guy died. So he spent 6 years in prison for manslaughter, but he turned his life around after that. And earlier this month, he graduated from Columbia University with a degree in philosophy. How about that?
Wow. That's a turnaround.
Yeah. So
good
they
for him.
Talk about, rehabilitation and, mm-hmm. New prospects on life after going to jail. It doesn't happen often, but in this case it did. There's another guy, Skyler. I don't know if he's a friend of yours, but...
Where are they all my friends?
But he'll have a chance to turn his life around. And it's funny, there's a Facebook connection to a robbery. Can you explain this?
Well, yeah. Okay. So do you ever scroll through the people you may know section on Facebook looking for exactly that? You know, people you may know.
Yeah.
Right.
Most of the time, it's people you've worked with or met after a night out. It's not typically, oh, hey, I know him. That's the guy that robbed me. But that was precisely the case for
really?
A robbery victim. Yeah, in the UK, when he was just casually scrolling through his timeline and realized he was looking at the man who held him up at knife point and stole his car.
Oh,
jeez.
Yeah, so he's just, just perusing. And then this guy pops up who robbed him. So he contacts the police who arrest the suspect. Turns out he's a 21-year-old and he's been since found guilty of several robberies along with charges of weapons possession. So
that is weird. That algorithm there. Now, what do you think happened? You think this guy was trolling around looking for check-ins and that sort of thing? Hey, everybody, I'm 50 miles away from my house. Oh, great. Here's my chance to go break into his house.
A lot of the times you have mutual friends and that's why these guys pop up. But other times it's when, they're actually nearby. They're in your area. So it's like, hey, we're close to each other. Maybe we know each other.
Yeah.
But,
Hey, 79 years ago today, guys.
Yeah.
1937, on this date, the Golden Gate Bridge opened in California, creating a link between San Francisco and Marin County.
Ah.
So, there.
I did not know.
Fun little fact.
Fun fact to leave you with. And it's been fun having you two here today. We love your comments. Click on contact at philhewlettandfriends.com. Find us at FAF Show on Twitter. We're on Facebook, of course. Just search for us. And thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark, our producer, Brooke Peterson, our production assistant, Ryan Hayden, who's been too busy to show up for the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Our theme song is composed and performed by Russ Monson. For Skylar Charisma, for Dale Lopes and all the friends, I'm Phil Hewlett. Can't wait to talk with you next time right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.